From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click.
Click, 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 click.
Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
It's Tuesday, August 3rd, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today: the links between small business and COVID vaccination, and Microsoft 365 is here and what the pricing means for providers. This is the Business of Tech. With the Delta variant spreading more rapidly and with the new CDC guidance changing many companies' approach to reopening, there's a new Gusto study on public health and small business. Here's the findings. States where COVID-19 cases have increased the fastest since the beginning of June have experienced the slowest employment growth. The data shows that a 10 percentage point increase in new cases is correlated with a 0.1 percentage point slower rate of headcount growth. The states with the slowest small business employment growth rates are Tennessee, Kansas, Mississippi, and Georgia. States beginning this summer with high vaccination rates are also seeing the strongest employment growth. We see that a 1 percentage point increase in the share of adults fully vaccinated increases a state's small business employment growth by 0.1 percentage points. The states with the highest small business employment growth rates are Vermont, Delaware, Montana, and Maine. Quote, "There's a relationship between public health and small business health," said Gusto economist Luke Pardue. Let's observe that the data does not say that bigger employment growth is happening because of vaccination rates. There are other variables in play. In that vein, Facebook announced employees will be required to wear masks when offices reopen, adding to their vaccination requirement. Disney has also made vaccination a requirement by the end of September. Walmart is requiring vaccination for workers at its headquarters, and Ford is now requiring masks at many locations. And within that landscape, a majority of active job seekers have explored new employment options in a different career field, according to a new report from CompTIA. Among current job seekers, approximately 28% of the workforce, 60% said they have looked at new opportunities in a different career field in the past 3 months. That compares with the 63% of job seekers who've searched for jobs within their current or most recent career field. The findings are nearly consistent across gender, age, education, and race and ethnicity. Why do we care? Now, there are a lot of variables in play. I added the CompTIA data because I want to highlight the continued difficulty of hiring to then offer that most employees want to be safe. Companies also want economic growth, and this data does show there's a link between vaccination and that growth. Pulling from the study, quote, "In order to generate a speedy recovery and to avoid a costly COVID surge at a time when small businesses are just now making up lost employment gains, state, local, and federal officials should devote resources to help areas increase public health awareness." That leaves out what businesses themselves can do, which is also to require vaccination for employment. Both large companies and technology ones are leading here, which provides air cover for smaller companies. A reminder, businesses are legally allowed to require vaccination in the United States. There's a link between employment growth and vaccination, and the majority of the population wants vaccination, as evidenced by the number of vaccinated people. So, are you willing to lead? Microsoft 365 is now live and in market. Reminder, this is the cloud PC option, allowing a complete virtual desktop in the cloud. Tiers run from as low as $24 a month to as high as $162 a month, depending on the configuration. The cheapest setup is one virtual CPU, 2 gigabytes of RAM, 64 gigs of storage, and 12 gigabytes of bandwidth. And the most expensive is 8 vCPUs, 32 gigabytes of RAM, and 512 gigabytes of storage, and there's a selection in between. Of note, Microsoft will offer this in a self-service model starting August 14th. And a heads up to administrators, Microsoft Defender and Edge on Windows 10 will soon automatically block potentially unwanted applications by default starting this month. Disabled prior by default, this will switch to on by default. Why do we care? Here's what I think providers are missing from the equation. Well, yes, it's more expensive than just building your own hardware. The service includes costs around security setup and management software, meaning this takes away from you, not your customer. Nerdio has a pretty good breakdown on the service, particularly comparing it to Azure Virtual Desktop. That's a more relevant comparison than with just purchasing a desktop. My take is that the real missing component for providers is they're focused too much on what they want versus what the customer wants. This isn't all use cases, but there are a number that are quite strong here. I'm pretty bullish on this as a component of the future of IT service delivery, and I note prices only generally come down. Think you know PC-Matic? Think again. PC-Matic is working with MSPs to deliver true zero-trust, default-deny endpoint security, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. A lightweight, simple to deploy, and easy to manage approach to application allow listing. Layering a default deny approach provides MSPs of all sizes the ability to focus again on prevention, and PC-Matic delivers this without impacting performance or efficiency. Find out more by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP and ask about their exclusive lead sharing program backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Thanks for listening. What do you think? I love hearing from you. Drop me a note, dave@mspradio.com. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio. Want to reach our listeners? mspradio.com/engage.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.